the Sunshine Coast new manufacturing hub will likely be built in Caloundra. The hub received funding in the latest state budget. Manufacturing Minister Dale Last says it'll become a space to be utilised by high growth sectors like medical products, aviation, food and beverage and building materials.
It's a hub that is designed to help businesses get off the ground, to assist them to grow, to look at innovation, to apply for grants.
The broader Sunshine Coast is currently home to over 4,000 manufacturing businesses. Council says accessing the Mooloolaba Esplanade is easier than ever before as it makes allowances while works get underway on Stage 2 of the Foreshore Revitalisation Project. Environment and Livability Councillor Tim Burns says the council wants to ensure that visitors and locals keep coming to the popular destination with the ease while the major works are ongoing.
Access to all of your favourite shops and restaurants won't change, and we've made the multi-deck park and go free for the first 4 hours, so you can park without any stress. We've also added drop-off zones in front of the surf club and on Park and Parade. So get down to Mooloolaba is the message.
And all 1.3 k's of beach south of the lifeguard tower will remain open with lifeguards on duty as usual. The major works will include decommissioning the Loo with a View, building a new viewing deck and replacing the old rock seawall with a new terraced seawall. The full revitalisation is expected to continue through until early 2027. No sightings or even any signs so far that a crocodile has set up home in Noosa. It follows one possible sighting and a possible image of a croc on a boat's fish finder while in the Noosa Spit on Sunday. The Department of Environment, Tourism, Science and Innovation says that while their investigation is ongoing, people are asked to be vigilant around the water. Any suspected sightings can be reported by using the Kew Wildlife app. And some results have been released following this year's Living on the Sunshine Coast survey, which ran from March to the end of April. The survey, now in its fifth year, attracted more than 1,500 responses. The community identified the top five themes of importance for livability here as having access to the natural environment, high quality health services, feeling safe, high quality education opportunities, and the ability to view and participate in sports and recreation.